Organizers of the information session were surprised by the overflow crowd of more than 100 that gathered in Lord Auditorium at PAC Library in downtown Asheville. Among those in the audience were City Council members Mark Hunt and Chris Pelley, and Buncombe County Commissioner Brownie Newman. Also on hand, Democrat John Ager of Fairview. Ager is challenging incumbent House member Republican Nathan Ramsey. The crowd was overwhelmingly in support of the city of Asheville maintaining control of its water system. But sitting quietly in the audience was Republican Chuck McGrady. McGrady represents most of Henderson County and voted in favor of House Bill 488. The bill transferred ownership and management of the Asheville water system to a regional water authority comprised of an expanded Metropolitan Sewage District Board. Today, the MSD board has 12 members, including Asheville Mayor Esther Mannheimer. The bill expands the MSD board to 15 members. Of those, only three would be from the city of Asheville. Mayor Mannheimer presented a quick overview of the history of the Asheville water system. Among its holdings, ownership of its 17,000-acre watershed, two reservoirs, the Mills River intake and treatment facility, and all the transmission lines. The estimated value of the water system is in the hundreds of millions of dollars. The state-mandated transfer of ownership and control of the water system doesn't include any compensation. The mayor briefly mentioned the Depression-era passage of the Sullivan Act, which prohibits the city from charging a differential water rate or using water to encourage areas outside the city to voluntarily agree to be annexed in exchange for cheaper water rates. A few years ago, the city challenged whether the Sullivan Act is constitutional. The case made its way to the state Supreme Court. The court ruled the act constitutional. Clean Water for North Carolina Assistant Director Katie Hicks and local activist Barry Summers, who strongly opposes the transfer, also spoke. Hicks noted that around 50 municipalities around the state have passed resolutions supporting Asheville's continued control of the water system. Summers warned that the transfer was part of a much broader approach to who owns and runs water systems across the state. During the question and answer period that followed, the meeting took on the air of a political rally. When Mayor Mannheimer was asked how to stop the transfer, regardless of how the court rules, she reminded the crowd that all members of the General Assembly must face the voters every 2 years. Mayor Mannheimer says Superior Court Judge Howard Manning Jr. will hear the case sometime next month and will likely issue his ruling within 30 days.
Judge Manning is very well respected in the state of North Carolina by the legal profession. And he is considered a fair, nonpartisan judge who's extremely learned and rules on the law. That's how I refer to it. That's a ruling made purely on the law without bias, and that's what I expect of him.
If the city loses again, lost on the Sullivan Act, it's lost other cases in reference to the water, is the city prepared to continue to appeal and spend the money appealing this case?
Well, this is a decision that has to be made by the full council. But given the fact that 86% of Asheville's citizens voted to hold on to the water system, my feeling is that council's essentially received a mandate from its citizens to fight to keep our water system.
Representative McGrady didn't speak during the meeting, but offered his critique of the presentations.
I thought Mayor Mannheimer did a pretty good job, professional job, of explaining what the basis of the lawsuit was. She doesn't really understand the other side of the issue, but I think she laid it out pretty fairly and didn't overstate it. Very professional. The piece by Clean Water was not really related to the water system issue at all. I understand the fears and concerns, but it really wasn't on point. And then Barry Summers did a surprisingly lacking in adjectives and adverbs advocacy piece. And so again, it wasn't the harshest of rhetoric than I've heard in the past.
At this point, is there any potential for a compromise or some alternative that avoids having this work its way through Judge Manning's court?
I don't believe so. There's been no interest in settlement on either sides. We're sort of between a rock and a hard place on both sides.
Are you confident that everything is said and done, that Judge Manning will uphold the provisions of House Bill 488?
I expect he will uphold it, and I expect that the bill will be found constitutional. If it isn't, the General Assembly will probably come back and look at another way to accomplish the same thing. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
And what is it that the General Assembly is trying to accomplish?
The idea is that water is a regional asset, and it needs to be managed regionally. And all of the other large metropolitan areas in the state, regional water is a reality by one way or another. I represent Henderson County. The city of Asheville has a long history of using water as a weapon against its neighbors. That was most recently recognized with the passage of the Sullivan Acts when the Democrats were in charge. So there are a lot of other issues here. I think if we were designing a water system and a sewer system for this area, and there were no cities and counties, it would be a regional system, and we all know that.
State Representative Chuck McGrady. For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.